during a time of high prices. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden claiming that inflation in the U.S. is lower than the rest of the world.
President Biden made this statement as he was wrapping up his NATO and G7 meetings in Europe this week. And as it stands, the U.S. inflation rate is higher than the other reporting G7 member countries and among the highest in the developed world. When asked about inflation and record gas prices, though, the president deflected to the Supreme Court. Republicans criticized the president's wording on foreign soil as unpatriotic. Prior to heading out to spend the 4th of July holiday at Camp David, President Biden held a meeting with 9 Democratic governors who vowed to serve as safe havens for abortions.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Meanwhile, travelers facing many plane cancellations and delays as the long holiday weekend kicks off.
There is a lot of pressure and people worried if their flights can be delayed or if it's going to be canceled. Now, here on the East Coast, the July 4th holiday weekend started out with hundreds of flight delays. Airlines canceled about 500 U.S. flights, while about 5,000 were delayed, according to FlightAware. Travelers are paying sky-high prices for these flights. Then many can't even get on the airplane. Now, the TSA says this weekend will be one of their busiest. They're expecting more travelers to pass through security this 4th of July than back in 2019 before the pandemic.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Plus, abortions in Texas are blocked again.
Friday night's ruling adding to the shifting legal landscape around abortion laws. The state high court, with its 9 Republican justices, temporarily blocked a lower court order that allowed abortions to resume for up to 6 weeks of pregnancy. At issue are Texas abortion laws that predate Roe v. Wade and are still on the books. A hearing is set for July 12th to consider a more permanent injunction.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A tragedy in Kentucky as 3 police officers and a police dog have been killed in a shootout.
The suspect in this case, 49-year-old Lance Storrs, was arraigned in court on Friday where he pleaded not guilty to multiple counts of murder and assault of a service animal following a deadly shooting with police on Thursday in Allen, Kentucky. The Floyd County sheriff nearby saying that the 4 officers initially who responded to that scene had no chance as they approached Storrs' home to serve a warrant. Authorities say the 49-year-old suspect almost immediately began firing a rifle from multiple positions in his home, killing 3 officers, a police dog, and wounding at least 4 responding officers and 1 civilian in an hours-long shootout.
Fox's Charles Watson. Meanwhile, the Uvalde School District's police chief has stepped down from his position in the city council just weeks after being sworn in following allegations that he failed in his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and 2 teachers dead. The Texas Department of Public Safety director told a Senate hearing last month that the chief made terrible decisions as the massacre unfolded and that the police response was an abject failure. And New York City seeing an increase in crime and a decrease in police officers and prosecutors.
Total crime is up 38% compared to the same time last year. Grand larceny up 50% and felony assaults up 20%. In Manhattan, DA Alvin Bragg's office has reportedly seen the departure of 65 prosecutors. Bragg telling the New York City Council in March that because of the unprecedented evidentiary demands his staffers face, his office has experienced record attrition. In Brooklyn, roughly 13% of prosecutors have reportedly headed to the door since the first of the year. And in the Bronx, 59 prosecutors have left their jobs in the first 5 months of this year alone.
Fox's Laura Ingle, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.